Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam here. I hope all of you have had an amazing 2 weeks finding or reconnecting with your favorite spots. I definitely did. Today, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite topics and something I'm so passionate about, physical therapy. Now, physical therapists are movement experts. Most of us get into this field because we want to improve the way you and our loved ones move. Whether that's getting out of bed in the morning, learning how to walk again after a surgery or stroke, to improve your golf swing, and everything in between. If it requires you to move, we can evaluate it and help you to improve it. One of the reasons I became a physical therapist was so I could learn how I could take care of myself and my family as we get older. My grandfather will be turning 97 years old this September. He's still living alone, he cooks, he cleans, and he even still drives himself. Every time I FaceTime with him, I ask him, "What is your secret to be doing so well at your ripe young age?" And he says, "I just don't stop moving." He's part of my inspiration for why I became a physical therapist. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this preconceived notion that many professionals in various fields can preach a lot, yet don't follow what they preach themselves. You see the respiratory doctor smoking, the gym instructor sitting around and being lazy, or the diabetes nurse with a ton of sugary treats. The list can go on and on. And I'm sure everyone has given advice before that they themselves have not followed. My goal every day is to break that notion and then live to the ripe old age of 102, still thriving in life, of course. So that's my thoughts this week. Take a minute to think about the last bit of advice you've given. Do you follow your own advice? As a physical therapist, my advice is always to move more. The American Physical Therapy Association recommends 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day. Now, that doesn't have to be all in one go. You can break it up however you like throughout the day, as long as it totals 30 minutes of moderate exercise. That's less than 2% of your day, just moving. Should be easy to follow, right? So what are some ways I take my own advice? Well, for one, I either walk or ride my bike to work every day. That's an easy 30 minutes of exercise each day. And then of course, on days I'm not working, I've got my energy-filled pup, Atticus, who is more than happy to go on a longer walk or hike with me. There are a myriad of ways I try to practice what I preach. And so with that, my next challenge to you is twofold. One, try taking your own advice, just to see how easy or hard it is to practice what you preach. The second part of my challenge to you is to get 30 minutes throughout your day of moderate exercise or activity, really whatever you enjoy doing. That's it. Happy exercising and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.